The silence between Wes and me stretches for a heartbeat and an eternity as I reconcile this new, older Wes with the teenager I used to know. His wiry arms are thicker, his jaw sharper, his lips set in a line. Creases have crinkled the corner of his eyes from squinting or smiling, hopefully the latter. The fast forward makes me breathless, as if I'm accelerating through a tunnel. There used to be long gaps between when we saw each other, but nothing like this. He's surveying me as intently, blue eyes narrowed, pinning me down, measuring me. "I was just trying to save myself from Mel's pyromaniac tendencies," I say, finding my voice, even though the rest of me is still tense with anticipation. Wes's mouth softens. "I can't believe you're back," he whispers, rubbing his hand on his brow in disbelief. The familiarity of his gesture skitters relief across my skin, chased by worry. He shouldn't still cause this reaction in me.
"It's been a while," I fumble out. A blend of hurt and accusation flashes across his eyes.
"A decade is more than a while."
I glare at my sister. "Well, it apparently hasn't been a decade for some of us."
Mel busies herself studying the barbecue carefully.
"We lost touch, too, mostly."
"Right," I say, trying to calm my breath down. I'm torn between flight, fight, and combust.
Wes switches his head between us, a small smile with dimples peeking through. For a moment, I feel relieved, like I've just seen the sun shining through the clouds after a gray spring.
"Why are you smiling?" I ask.
"Some things don't change," he says. I scowl at Mel, but she smiles innocently, taking a step towards me. Her foot catches on a rock and she almost spills into the barbecue. Automatically, I catch her and nudge her away.
"As annoying as you are, I don't want to serve charred sister for dinner."
"Your loss,"
Mel says in a sing-song, raising her hands.
"I'd be delicious, okay?"
Wes lets out a laugh, and I feel myself sliding into an old camaraderie. "I can't have that. What are you doing here?" I open the barbecue and line the chicken onto the grill, watching the hiss of steam.
"Wouldn't now be a prime time for you to be off negotiating a big deal in London or something?"
The small smile on his face breaks into a grin.
"You Googled me."
I take a brush dabbed in oil from the tray and paint over the meat. It sizzles in response, louder than my heartbeat.
"I Google everyone."
"Sure you do," he says.
But there's a thread of vulnerability there that makes me regret my cavalier response. I almost forget that he hasn't answered my question.
"You're right," I say, as my sister looks swiftly between us. "I don't."
The silence lingers. Mel stands next to me, brushing my shoulder, as if in apology. But I step away.
"Are your parents coming up this summer, too? I mean, your mom?"
Wes says, clearing his throat.
"I was sorry to hear about your dad, Liam. Really."
Hearing Wes's condolences makes the loss raw again. I blink back the sudden tears that start to form behind my eyes. His forehead creases with concern and he's reaching for me, like it's his responsibility to comfort me. But then he freezes, as if considering how close he wants to get, like I'm a hot coal. My breath stills when he steps closer purposefully, clasping my hand in his in a reassuring squeeze. The warmth of his palm sears through me, jolting my heart.
"I wish I could have been there for you."
He looks at Mel.
"For you both."